We have guests in the studio right now. Two of the actors from Springfield Little Theater's production of Footloose the Musical, which starts next Friday the 7th and runs through June the 23rd at the Landers Theater. And we're talking with... Ren and Stimpy. No, we're talking... We're talking to Ren and Ariel. Ren is Patrick Sturm, and Austin McGranahan is Ariel. Now, this show is... You know, this... show derives, of course, from an iconic 1984 movie that everybody has probably seen. You probably know the music already. Let's Hear It for the Boy, the title song, and everything else. Well, Beth Doman is directing a production of Footloose, the stage musical. It's based on the 1984 movie, a movie that launched the careers of Kevin Bacon, Sarah Jessica Parker, and other people. Basically, I'll leave it to you two to give me the storyline.
Well, the story, basically, my character, Rin, comes into Beaumont, Texas, after moving away from Chicago, and he just does not want to be there. And he kicks up a fuss. There are a lot of changes to his life that happen very fast that he just doesn't enjoy. After moving from a big city where he could basically do anything, then having all these rules and this small town where everyone can see everything that you're doing... It's a very restrictive
small town. It's not just a small town. It's a small town that really clamps down on everybody.
Yeah.
One way or another.
They just want to control all they can to make sure that no one gets hurt. Every rule that they have stems from an accident 5 years before Ren got there, where 4 kids in that town tragically died. And so in order to prevent any other accidents, they put all these rules in place. One of them is the outlaw of dancing, something that was part of Ren's life, a way to blow off steam, I guess, in Chicago. So he comes in, he kicks up a fuss, and goes back and forth with Reverend Moore.
Basically one of the city leaders.
Yes,
maybe the city leader.
And it's a really, really fun show. And then there are a couple moments in there where the fun stops and you go into a really heartwarming, serious situation, and then the fun comes back in. And I really think that those moments are going to catch the audience by surprise, and it's a really great story.
Now, Ariel is the Reverend's daughter, correct?
Yes, she is the Reverend's daughter, but doesn't want to be, in other words.
You can't change that.
She's very rebellious, so when Ren comes into town and starts causing the fuss, she's very intrigued by him, and it's kind of the first person she's ever met in this little town that's challenged her and kind of made her work to get what she wants.
Well, Ren challenges basically everybody in the town to kind of let go of their inhibitions and understand that there are certain things that are just fun and life-giving, and they don't necessarily cause heartache, or they're not designed to cause heartache. You know, the score, of course, I mentioned a couple of the songs. There's also songs like Almost Paradise, Holding Out for a Hero. This is a fairly sizable show. You were saying there's 44 people in the cast.
Yeah. Yep.
44 in the cast, and then we all have a team of anywhere from, I don't even know, 15 to 20 extra crew people who are just amazing and help us with everything from quick changes to moving the set to just anything in between that are really awesome. We're really lucky with them.
Well, let me mention that Beth Doman is directing the production. Angie Black is the choreographer. And there's a special... You not only have a musical director, Parker Payne, prodigy that he is.
Yes.
But you also have a vocal director, Kim Snyder. Now, why is there a need for a vocal director in addition to having the conductor, you know, the guy leading the stage band, or not the stage band, but the pit band?
Well, the music director oftentimes, especially since Parker is acting as the music director and the accompanist,
right,
having a vocal director helps him play and, you know the music and be able to direct the pit and the orchestra without having to worry about necessarily the singers on stage. Mm-hmm. A vocal director can then just focus on every single singer's parts, you know, tenor, alto, bass, soprano,
yes,
and then Parker can worry about making sure that the actual orchestra pit sounds good with the singers on stage. It'd be a lot of work to do to play the piano and listen to all four parts and control the pitch at the same time. Yeah. But I'm certain he could do it.
He probably could.
Very well.
And let's talk about the choreography, because there is dynamite choreography in this show. And is Angie Black doing her own original stuff, or is she recreating what's
she's
part of the show as it comes in?
She's doing her own original. I think a few things are your typical, you know, you've got the great Kevin Bacon jazz steps and everything that you will know from the movie. But for the most part, Angie has come up with some really killer choreography that is super original, super fun, and it makes us work our butts off to make it look great.
The music will do the same to you, no doubt.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, you talked about how much fun the show is, but there's also drama in the show. There's also poignant moments. How has Beth handled integrating those different elements?
Well, I think,
you know, from the actor's point of view,
what I've noticed and what I really actually enjoy is that the parts that are fun and funny, we're making them as fun and funny as we can. Mm. We're putting those up to the nth degree. That way the audience is fully engaged and they're having a good time and they just want to be on stage with us. And then,
not quite enough room for that.
Yeah.
But, but then on a dime, we shift into a serious scene. So it's kind of like you catch the audience off guard. And then suddenly there's this serious, heartwarming, heartfelt scene that the audience has been engaged into. And then they go, oh, wait a second. Mm. And then we switch out of it, so it's kind of like a, wait, what's happening? And in a good way, in a I want to know what's going to come next sort of way.
Beth does a really great job of pulling things out of you that you didn't know.
That you had in you.
Yeah. We've run scenes, the two of us have run scenes before, and we thought it was going to go one way, and then she went, nope, we're going to do this, and it made it so much better. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Footloose, the musical, opens next Friday, June 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Landers Theater, 311 East Walnut. And showtimes after the first weekend, which opens on Friday, the showtimes are Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. with 2 p.m. Sunday matinees at the Landers. Again, the dates June 7th through the 23rd. Tickets range from $16 to $36, and you can purchase them at the Landers box office, 869-1334, or at springfieldlittletheater.org. Were you leaving out anything that people might need to know?
Not that I can think of.
I think
that's
think of
that's all the information you're going to want to get tickets.
Just kind of want to cut Footloose.
All right, Footloose the musical opening next weekend at the Landers, and that is Patrick Sturm, who plays Wren, the Chicago kid who comes into Beaumont, Texas and stirs things up. And Ariel is played by Austin McGranahan. And they're just two of some more than 40 cast members in this show. Again, 869-1334 or springfieldlittletheater.org. All right, guys, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Right.